Bible study. When the anointing departs, but the position remains. Introduction. The Bible makes it clear that God is not impressed by titles, platforms, or positions. What matters to God is obedience, humility, and His presence. Scripture shows us that it is possible for someone to still hold a position of authority while God has already withdrawn His anointing. One of the clearest and most sobering examples of this is King Saul. This study will examine how Saul lost God's anointing, but still continued in his role as king, how he prayed and received no response from God, and how his story serves as a warning, especially to those in leadership and ministry. That position does not guarantee presence, and title does not guarantee truth. Number 1. God removes Saul's anointing. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 28. NKJV. So Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you." Saul's rejection came as a result of repeated disobedience, partial obedience, and valuing people's approval over God's command. At this point, God rejected Saul as king just 2 years after being appointed king, even though Saul still sat on the throne years after. Number 2. The Spirit of the Lord departed. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 13 to 14. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. This passage is critical. It shows that while David was anointed, Saul remained king. Even though Saul's official position remained, God's Spirit had already moved on, and his presence was no longer with him. Number 3. Saul prayed, but God would not answer. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by the prophets. Saul still prayed. Saul still sought direction, but God was silent. This teaches us a hard truth. Prayer without obedience does not move God. You can still preach and not be empowered. Number 4. Saul continued reigning without God. Saul remained king until his death. 1 Samuel chapter 31. According to Acts chapter 13, verse 21, Saul reigned about 40 years total. That means Saul ruled for 38 years after God had rejected him. Saul led without God's Spirit, ruled without God's favor, functioned without God's approval. He kept the title and remained king, but without God's favor. Number 5. New Testament confirmation. Jesus warned that this same reality would exist under the new covenant. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me." Notice these individuals preached, prophesied, ministered publicly. Yet Jesus said he never knew them. Modern day application. A modern example that illustrates this principle is T.D. Jakes. This analogy is intended as an illustration of the concept rather than a final judgment of the heart. Documented facts. Early in his ministry, T.D. Jakes publicly preached doctrinal positions centered on the oneness of God, the deity of Jesus Christ, and the importance of living holy. Over time, his public theology and ministry association shifted, and his preaching increasingly reflected elements commonly associated with worldly influence and the prosperity gospel. Additionally, he publicly allowed Tyler Perry to lay hands on him in a church setting, an action that raised concerns regarding spiritual discernment and biblical accountability. This doctrinal shift is public, documented, and acknowledged. T.D. Jakes did all of this while maintaining the role of senior pastor, and Scripture warns strongly about changing doctrine. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, preaching another gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. People turning away from sound doctrine, the laying on of hands issue. Scripture teaches that laying on of hands is not casual. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other people's sins. Keep yourself pure. It is a public act of spiritual identification and affirmation. T.D. Jakes publicly allowed Tyler Perry to lay hands on him in a church setting. This is significant because Tyler Perry has publicly promoted and normalized lifestyles and behaviors in his media that Scripture identifies as sinful and acts that are considered an abomination. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. The Bible commands spiritual leaders to be separate, discerning, and cautious in spiritual endorsement. This raises a biblical red flag about discernment, separation, and spiritual accountability. Regarding accusations, in recent years, T.D. Jakes has been publicly named in accusations and controversies circulated online and in media spaces. Though these are allegations, the Bible requires fairness. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19, accusations must be established by witnesses. So the point is not to declare guilt, but to recognize a pattern Scripture warns us about. When truth is compromised, God's approval is at risk, regardless of platform size. Just like Saul, the position can remain, the influence can grow, the audience can increase, while God's anointing quietly departs. Conclusion: the story of Saul teaches us that God can remove his anointing from someone while allowing that person to remain in their position for a season. It serves as a reminder that God can stop responding and move on to someone else, even while someone is permitted to stay in their current role for a period of time. This is why calling does not replace obedience. Title does not replace truth. Position does not guarantee anointing. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 says, "You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead." This study is not about attacking individuals. It is about heeding biblical warnings. May we never trade truth for influence, trade obedience for acceptance, trade God's presence for a platform, because when God moves on, no title can replace his anointing.